Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, March the 27th. Looking forward to talking with and taking your questions for New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, who, as you know, is running as a Democrat for president. 1-800-642-1234. The toll-free number to use from wherever you're listening, 1-800-642-1234. If you're in Madison, please use 263-1890. And please call in soon, as we just have this first half hour of the program with Governor Richardson, and we want to devote the bulk of it for your questions. Bill Richardson has served as a U.S. representative from New Mexico, a U.N. ambassador to the United Nations, and Secretary of Energy under President Clinton. He has been nominated 4 times for the Nobel Peace Prize and has negotiated with the leaders of North Korea, Iraq, and Cuba. He recently negotiated a 6-day ceasefire in Darfur. He is currently the governor of New Mexico, also the author of the book Between Worlds, The Making of an American Life. Governor Richardson, good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Nice to be with you.
Yes, thanks very much for joining us. Your book, Between Worlds, refers to your heritage, being born in California to an American father, a Mexican mother. You grew up in Mexico City, then moved to New England, where you attended high school and college. How did all this shape your values and your policies?
Well, I believe coming from two backgrounds, being bicultural, has allowed me to understand other points of views, has helped me become a politician, diplomat, in that when you're engaging in diplomacy, you have to see all sides. You have to appreciate the value of dialogue and negotiation. So I believe it's allowed me an opportunity to be more open to new ideas. And, you know, I grew up in two households. My mother would only speak Spanish to me, my father in English. And I believe that's given me an appreciation for international affairs and international understanding.
Yeah. And why run for president?
I believe that this country needs somebody that can bring us all together, that we're a deeply divided nation over Iraq. We're divided over the struggle of the middle class that is getting squeezed, our role internationally. And I believe that with my experience as a diplomat, as a negotiator, as a governor who has succeeded in creating jobs and increasing health care in New Mexico and govern in a bipartisan way, that it makes sense to enter the race, again, to try to heal the wounds after enormous divisions in the last 7 years.
I want to ask, how do you account for, you were recently reelected to a second term in New Mexico, and by a fairly wide margins of support with all parties. How does that happen in a swing state?
Well, I got 69% of the vote, 40% Republicans. My view is that you have to build coalitions when you're achieving educational reform, and we cut taxes for middle-income people, for small business, for renewable energy companies. And I, for instance, when it comes to education, I involve the business community. When we increase the minimum wage just last week in New Mexico, you involve the church and community leaders and 501c3s. So I like to govern in a bipartisan way. We governors, like your own governor too, have to get approval by legislatures that are generally very bipartisan, and we can't afford posturing and pandering that happens in the Congress and in the administration. And so the most innovative proposals that are happening in America are happening at the state level, at the local level. They're not happening in the Congress.
Now, would it be fair to label you, call you a progressive Democrat?
Well, yes, I call myself a new progressive Democrat. I make big investments in health care, education, and people, but at the same time, accountability. If we're going to increase teacher salaries, which we've done in New Mexico for 4 successive years, there's got to be accountability standards for the teacher. If we're increasing access to health care, I want to see specific numbers. How many more kids that we insured? We insured all children under 5. So that's what I call myself. I am a tax cutter. I do believe that you use the tax code to reward people and companies that generate more work. And this is why in New Mexico we've had a surplus, we've had a balanced budget, our economy is in very good shape, and why we've made some strategic investments in movies and a spaceport and renewable energy and aviation. Our economy is in good shape because we've grown the economy by finding ways to give tax incentives to working moms, to people. We eliminated a tax on doctors and many other services that had been regressive.
I'm going to ask Governor Richardson about some current issues in the news and take your calls for him right after we check our weather forecast. 1-800-642-1234 or 263-1890. Our guest just for this first segment of the program, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, candidate for president on the Democratic ticket. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, 17 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, March the 27th, talking for this first half hour of the program with Bill Richardson, Governor of New Mexico, presidential candidate, and our lines are full at the moment, and we'll get to your calls in just one moment. But let me ask you first, Governor Richardson, I want to ask you whether you support or oppose the troop withdrawal language that is in the bill in the Senate this week, the $122 billion spending bill for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, I do support the withdrawal language. I haven't seen specifically what it says. My preference would be for the Congress, the House and Senate, to deauthorize the war. They authorized it several years ago, and a deauthorization based on the War Powers Act that has benchmarks and a withdrawal date. If I were president, I'd get out this year, but with a diplomatic initiative to bring the various religious and ethnic groups in a coalition government, the Sunni, the Shia, the Kurds. I would also get Iran and Syria and other Muslim states, states like Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Jordan, in a security conference to bring security and reconstruction to Iraq after we leave. But generally, I would support the language, but I would, if I were in the Congress, I would go a different course and basically deauthorize the war. That would be the most dramatic and, I believe, binding effort to move forward.
Let me get some callers in on this. Linda in La Crosse is with us first. Hello, Linda.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. And I, Governor Richardson, I've heard you speak before, and I've really been impressed with the things you say. My question is, on Friday, March 2nd, the New York Times had on the front page the results of a poll they did with ABC and about health care in the United States. And their conclusion was over 80% of Americans, independents, Republicans, and Democrats, want the government to guarantee health care. And they also found that the majority of Americans are willing to pay up to $500 a year more in taxes to ensure that everyone gets the health care they need. Would you have the courage to take on the health insurance industry in order to give what Americans have wanted for at least a decade?
Yes, I would. And here's how I would provide universal health care, which I believe is a national priority and a right of every American. My concern is that 31% of all our health care expenditures goes to bureaucracy and red tape and administration and not directly to care. I would first close that gap, and I would also have mandated health care. I would mandate employers, small businesses, with refundable tax credits, I would help individuals get health care, and I would pay for it first before raising taxes. With the $600 billion that we've spent in Iraq, I would shift those military resources to these domestic needs like health care. I would deal with the administration, the 31% figure, and then as a final way to finance health care, I would have employers and workers and the federal government and the states in a collaborative effort to pay for health care. For instance, just two quick examples. I believe the states should handle SCHIP programs for children under Medicaid and working families. And the trade would be that the federal government handles Medicare, that is, for seniors and the disabled. I think that would be more efficient shared responsibility. Finally, for all veterans, I would give each veteran returning from active duty a hero's health card so they could get health care just within their own community with any doctor they want instead of having to go 100 miles to the nearest VA clinic. That makes no sense, and that would save enormous costs.
Why not have a single-payer system like Canada?
Because I do believe that the best course of action is to shift dramatically the administrative cost to direct care. You know, there are 50 different Medicaid programs. Each state runs it. I'm just leery of the government and bureaucracy taking over health care. I just believe an effort that involves the states, the federal government, employers, businesses, collaboratively, it makes more sense. However, if we fail to address every single health care that doesn't get any health care, any individual, I'd be willing to consider a single-payer system. But I think the first step has to be to reduce the enormous waste and administrative costs that exists in the present system.
Thanks to Linda. Ron in Sparta is with us now. Hi, Ron.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Question I have for Mr. Richardson, and I guess my question was originally immigration. I'd like to have him give us a little information on that. But my other question was you could get a bipartisan or less of a bipartisan view on the war if all the states would realize that all the money that the federal government is sticking into their military establishments is going to decrease, and they're going to have to do other things to increase their economy in the states, because that's what's keeping our country afloat right now is the billions of dollars that every state in the union has a military establishment in their state, and that's the reason the Republicans are hesitant to vote against this war issue is because it's feeding all the families in their states with all of the economy and military economy in every state in the union.
Do you agree with that, Governor Richardson?
Well, I agree with the gentleman's basic premise. We're spending, for instance, military contract procurement. I mentioned the $600 billion figure in Iraq. It goes anywhere between $450 and $600. There's enormous waste there. A lot of it is military contracting, no-bid contracts, the Halliburtons. I would shift a lot of that and make sure that we spend a lot of that extra dollars on human needs, on domestic priorities, on health care. I'd like to see universal education for every American. I'd like to see preschool. I'd like to pay our teachers better. I'd like to find ways to have full-day kindergarten and invest more in people and substance abuse and training. My point is that I do believe what this gentleman is saying. He's become obviously cynical that the military establishment is very strong. Now, I want to disagree a little bit. Maybe he doesn't disagree with me. We do need a bigger army, more Marines. But these are people. We need them to be properly equipped. And I think the waste in the Pentagon is in contracting and in excessive no-bid contracts. Now, on immigration, I would do four things. One, we've got to secure the border. There's no question about it. And that's more border patrol, more technology, but not this dumb wall that was approved by the Congress. That makes no sense. It's a bad symbol. I do believe we need a legalization program for the 12 million undocumented workers in America, not necessarily an amnesty or immediate citizenship, but a path to legalization if they speak English, background checks. Third, we got to improve our relationship with Mexico and say to Mexico, look, you've got to do something to stop the flow into America. Lastly, those employers that knowingly hire illegal workers should be punished. There should be fines. So that's how I would deal with immigration in a comprehensive basis. And once again, the Congress has failed to act on it.
Thanks very much, Ron, for the call. We go now to Ann in Decorah, Iowa. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. Good morning, Governor Richardson. In your address to the firefighters, you mentioned that you wanted to deal, one way of dealing with the businesses leaving this country is to take away some of the tax incentives. My understanding is that now they get a better rate bringing their money back into this country on taxes than if they were a business in the United States. Could you tell us what the tax incentives are that you could deal with on that?
Well, what I said was to keep companies from leaving the United States, I would give them tax incentives so that they keep the jobs here. You know, we have a reverse role. We've got a tax code that also gives tax incentives to companies that actually move overseas. There's a provision in the tax code called a runaway tax incentive. I would get rid of that. My point is that I believe the government and private industry need to work closer together so that we have a policy of co-investment, of science, investing in research and development. So companies stay here, so they stay in Iowa and don't, say, go to Mexico or China where perhaps labor is cheaper. So co-investing in those plants that might have the option or, unfortunately, the bad will to leave to get cheaper wages overseas.
Do you think, Governor Richardson, that Alberto Gonzalez, the Attorney General, should resign over the firings of those U.S. attorneys?
Well, I'm very disturbed with what's happened. Obviously, the Attorney General needs to be a lawyer for the people of this country, not a political hack to the president. That's what it appears that is happening. He's losing a lot of confidence with the Congress, with the American people. One step that I would take that I believe makes more sense is it's obvious the politicization of all the U.S. attorneys in the Bush administration. What I would do to just be safe from partisanship in Republican and Democratic administrations is I would have those U.S. attorneys confirmed by the Senate. I think that gives more accountability. Just seems that Gonzalez is losing more and more confidence. I just believe it's a presidential decision. You want an attorney general that does have the credibility with the American people, and it seems more and more that Mr. Gonzalez does.
Yeah, we have less than a minute to go. And I want to ask you, since you formerly were the energy secretary of this country, what are we going to do to save ourselves from global warming?
Well, what I would do is a man-on-the-moon effort to reduce our dependence on fossil fuels. If you read all the global warming data, it's man-caused, and it's caused by fossil fuels. I would shift from 65% imported oil. That's how we get our fossil fuels, 65% imported oil from foreign sources that are not friendly, to 10%, a crash program in 10 years. I'd shift the emphasis from fossil to solar, wind, biomass, renewable technology, biodiesel, ethanol, fuel-efficient vehicles, 40 miles per gallon, green buildings, solar roofs in school. And I would ask the American people to sacrifice a little bit, to be a little more energy efficient, to participate along with every American to make us more energy efficient.
Thank you very much, Governor Richardson.
Thank you.
Bill Richardson, Governor of New Mexico, candidate for president. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine at 6:36 on this Tuesday, March the 27th. We heard from Democratic presidential candidate Bill Richardson in our first half hour this morning. We thought we were going to have him for the full hour, but didn't work out with his schedule. So we're going to, in this remaining half hour, ask you, who are you going to vote for president? If the presidential election were to be held today, who would get your vote? A presidential straw poll for the next 20 minutes or so. So get your call in early. 30 seconds to state your favorite candidate at the moment and why. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Toll free from anywhere. In Madison, 263-1890. 263-1890. And we have all of our lines open for you now. We are inviting all of the announced candidates for president to join one of our talk shows over the next several weeks, the next several months. You've heard from some of them already, like Bill Richardson in our last half hour. Republican candidate John Cox was on this program with Jean Purcell last week. Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack was on Ben Maron's program several weeks ago. Vilsack yesterday threw his support to Hillary Clinton. He officially withdrew from the race and has endorsed Hillary Clinton. Other news from the campaign trail, actor and former Congressman Fred Thompson is talking about possibly getting into the race. Does that interest you at all? Of course, John Edwards announcing that he will continue his race for the presidency, even in light of the reoccurrence of cancer in his wife, Elizabeth. We will, by the way, be talking about that in our next hour. We'll be welcoming in a political scientist who's done some polling on this, talk about whether or not the Edwards made the right decision here. Do you support his decision to continue on in the presidential race? That's the topic in the next hour. But right now, a presidential straw poll. If the election were to be held today, who would get your vote and why? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. And here we go. Tim and Thomas first. Hi, Tim. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I would vote for Senator Brownback. He's a true conservative. He's not a front runner right now, but I just want to remind everyone, back last election cycle, Howard Dean was at the top of the list, and he imploded. The other Republicans that are running, Rudolph Giuliani and John McCain, the front runners right now, I don't believe the evangelical conservative base is going to support them, and they will implode closer it comes to primary time.
All right. Thank you, Tim. Your 30 seconds. We appreciate your straw poll vote for Sam Brownback. Keith in Shorewood is with us now. Hi, Keith.
Hi. Good morning, Joy.
Good morning.
Well, let's jump right off the last half hour. I would endorse Bill Richardson for president. Met him a few months ago. Very guy does a great job of working a room. But considering his resume, it's probably longer than the other presidential candidates, and he's been very effective at what he does. I think he does a good job of reaching out to both sides of the aisle, and for those reasons, I think he would bring a lot of good qualities to the office. Although, if Al Gore would run, I'd probably be in favor of him. But right now, it's Bill Richardson.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Keith. What about you? We'll keep track and post the results on our website once this half hour is over. We have a couple of lines open now at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Looking for who your favorite candidate for president is at this point in time. We do these straw polls from time to time. Give you 30 seconds to campaign for your candidate. And our next caller is Nancy in Milwaukee. Hi, Nancy. You're on the air.
Thank you again. Good morning to you. My vote would go to Dennis Kucinich because I think he has the highest ideals and the largest degree of personal integrity. I'd like to see him running with the mate, Russ Feingold, but Feingold has certainly finally very firmly announced that he's going to stay in the Senate. So I hope Dennis Kucinich finds a good partner to work with him and promote his philosophy.
All right. Thank you very much, Nancy. We're all over the board here. One for Sam Brownback, one for Dennis Kucinich, one for Bill Richardson. Bill in Lancaster is next. Hi.
Good morning. Vote would go to...
We're losing you, Bill, on your cell phone. So I see who you were going to vote for. I will make note of it. It is John Edwards, and Marcia in Sauk City, I think, might be able to finish your call. Hi, Marcia.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I'd like to vote for John Edwards. I like the platform that he had the last time, and I think that he is a very down-to-earth person.
All right. Thank you very much, Marcia. What about you? Who gets your vote for president, at least at this point in time? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Haven't heard anybody mention the front runners, supposed front runners, according to the polls anyway, on the Democratic ticket. What about Barack Obama? What about Hillary Clinton? On the Republican side, what about John McCain? What about Rudy Giuliani? What about some who are saying that they might enter the race? What about Tommy Thompson? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Scott in Menasha is with us. Hi, Scott.
Hey, good morning. From what Bill Richardson said, he's got my vote. He pretty much said everything I wanted to hear. And I also must compliment anybody that wants to run for president and try to clean up this mess.
All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate your call. We will, again, by the way, be talking about presidential hopeful John Edwards and his wife, Elizabeth, announcing last week that they will continue his presidential campaign despite her, re-diagnosis of cancer. Her breast cancer has spread to her bones. And they have decided, though, to continue on with the presidential bid. Is that the right decision? We will ask that question of our guest and of you coming up after 7 o'clock. There is a new USA Today Gallup poll out this morning showing that Americans by 2-1 support the decision of former North Carolina Senator John Edwards to stay in the presidential race. But it says that more than a third of those surveyed believe that Edwards eventually will be forced to withdraw from the campaign because of her illness. Well, we'll talk more about the political implications and the national debate that's going on over the Edwards decision coming up in our next hour. This hour, or the rest of this half hour, a presidential straw poll. Norma in Green Bay is next. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. I'm on a cell phone, so I hope I don't get cut off. I like Mr. Obama. I think he's intelligent. I like his political point of view, and I believe the young man has potential, and I'd like to see our country in a different direction.
Thank you very much, Norma. We heard you just fine. And Dudley in River Falls is with us now. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Joy. How you doing?
Good.
Hope it cools down a little bit. We need to get back into the swing of things. I would like to express my support for John Edwards. I believe he has a very good point of view. I think he understands what this country needs. And I wish that Mr. Feingold would give all the support he could to this man and possibly be a runner with him. I think that would be a very strong ticket. And I think it would be very healthy for the for our country.
Thank you very much, Dudley. Appreciate the call. We'll see if it's going to cool down at all as we check our weather forecast, and then we'll get to more of your calls during this presidential straw poll. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, 14 minutes before 7 o'clock. We'll talk more presidential politics after 7 o'clock. Right now, a presidential straw poll to fill out this hour. We heard from presidential candidate Bill Richardson in the first half hour of the program this morning. We are inviting all of the presidential candidates to join one of our Ideas Network talk shows as this presidential campaign rolls along. We did hear from Governor Richardson, we've heard from Tom Vilsack, we've heard from John Cox. We also heard, I forgot, Ben Marins a while back also interviewed Mike Huckabee. He is a Republican candidate for president. We hope to bring you many, many more as the campaign continues. Right now, the straw poll, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Tim in Maiden Rock is next. Hi, Tim.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yes, I would vote for the candidate that's going to give us the strongest national defense, because without it, all of our social programs are quite a moot point. So at that point, I see Giuliani as being the strongest in that area. And time will tell if my vote will change on that.
All right, so Rudy Giuliani at this point.
Correct.
All right, thank you very much, Tim. That's right. We're saying if the presidential primary were to be held today, would you vote for one of the Republican candidates, one of the Democratic candidates, or someone else? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Don in New Auburn is next. Hi, Don. You're on the air.
Yeah, I think there's only one choice when it comes down to reality. Hillary Clinton, with Bill behind her, they understand the world situation and bring it back to some normalcy where these other people have been talking, the guy talking wild about defense. We've been talking too much defense and not enough common sense. And getting back in the harmony with the rest of the world is what we need instead of demonizing all these countries like what's going on in the Middle East.
All
it's
right.
Leading to a disaster.
We got you in on your 30 seconds. Thank you, Don, for your vote for Hillary Clinton. Mike in Birchwood is next. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, I'd go with Bill Richardson. I think he makes a lot of sense, and he's definitely had the experience in foreign policy with the Koreans, and you just makes a lot of sense to me.
All right, thank you very much. We have you down. We have three votes right now for John Edwards, three votes for Bill Richardson, one vote each for Hillary Clinton, Dennis Kucinich, and Barack Obama, one vote for Republican Sam Brownback, and one for Republican Rudy Giuliani. And 10 minutes to go, so plenty of time for you to get in your vote. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Who has your support right now and why? 30 seconds. Dan in Jefferson. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to say Barack Obama. And just like I said in the past, I believe it's time for, you know, this country to put a different color skin up there. And I believe it'd be good for our own country because I believe he'd be the first one to actually tackle this poverty problem that we have with the black race. And he would hopefully turn it around because he'd have to.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Dan. Timothy in Oconomowoc. Good morning.
Morning, Joy. I'd like to cast my vote for Ron Paul, 9-term Republican from Texas. He's been consistently against the war and the escalation in Iraq, and he's for the taxpayer through a constitutionally limited role for government, pretty much the opposite of a Richardson that we just heard of. I couldn't believe how he wants to continue all the spending that we've been casting toward the war.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Timothy. Ron in Sparta, good morning.
Good morning. John Edwards, but first you got to get King George and Queen Dick to secede the throne.
Okay. Certainly the presidential election would do that. Appreciate it. Your vote for John Edwards. Laverne in Monroe is next. Hi, Laverne.
Hello. I vote for Hillary Clinton. 93% of the men in jail are men, so I think it's time we need a woman president. And it wouldn't hurt to have Bill for a backup either. Thank you.
Thank you, Laverne. 1-800-642-1234, the toll-free number to join in this straw poll. Presidential straw poll. If the election were to be held today, who would get your vote and why? 30 seconds to campaign for your favorite candidate. We will post the results at the end of the hour on our website. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Chris in DePere is with us next. Hi, Chris.
Hello. I'd like to see John Edwards and maybe with Barack Obama as his vice president running mate. I want to warn all our Wisconsin residents about the fallacies of Richardson. Just put that your guest just said about the military. And when I was in Iraq last year, my family had great health care, all local health care. And as far as the energy crisis going, a lot of those things already exist. They're just bought up in patents right now by major corporations, and Richardson didn't address that at all. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Selma in Milwaukee. Good morning.
Good morning. I
have not made up my decision, and I find it hard to believe that anybody could at this point. I think we all need to be much more educated about all the candidates. And I do want to say in regards to John Edwards, I'm guessing that he and his wife have really thought about it, and this is the best thing for them, and it's not about anybody else.
Thank you very much, Selma. Selma's undecided at this point. We're holding this straw poll in part because our anticipated hour with Bill Richardson turned into a half an hour instead. We certainly appreciate Bill Richardson's time, but we're just a little miscommunication on how long the program was going to be for him. So presidential straw poll until the top of the hour, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Joe in Waukesha, hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Chuck Hagel, Republican from Nebraska. Bring back progressive Republicanism.
Yeah, and he's... He is not officially announced, but possibly. It says here that his status is unknown at this time. Our first vote for Chuck Hagel. And Keith in Appleton is next. Hi, you're on the air.
Morning, Joy. Hi. Morning. John Edwards and Barack Obama for vice president. I think that would be a very good duel, and it would probably go for 16 years in the White House.
16.
Yeah, well, you get Edwards for 8, and then we get Obama for 8, and
I see what you're
everybody
saying.
Could be happy.
All right, thank you very much, Keith. We have John Edwards ahead in our straw poll at this point. Ann and Decorah, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy. I'm going to say Chris Dodd with Mr. Richardson coming up real close in a second. I've been watching C-SPAN, and Mr. Dodd is the chairman of one of the committees. And he's been dealing with oversight on the credit card companies and the mortgage companies, and just watching how he deals with the Republicans and the Democrats and his way of gathering information. And he talks fast, he thinks fast, and he's got a sense of humor, and he pulls Republicans and Democrats together. I look forward to seeing more of him.
All right. Chris Dodd, Senator from Connecticut, gets Ann's vote with Richardson as VP. Marilyn in Milwaukee. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Barack Obama. I believe that he brings to the party, brings to the game, brings to the election a new outlook, a new type of representation of the American people. And I think that perhaps there's room for Hillary Clinton, perhaps there's room for a woman, but I think that she is too divisive. And I think that Barack Obama offers something new and could bring some resolution to the pain that has been brought on our country. So,
all right. Thank you very much, Marilyn. Appreciate that. We did have a caller who had a bad connection, a cell phone that dropped off, that was going to be voting for Fred Thompson. So I will announce that and tally up the first vote for Fred Thompson, who is not officially a candidate yet, but is talking about possibly entering the race. He is a former congressman and an actor from Law and Order. You remember Fred Thompson. Barbara in Eau Claire. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. John Edwards, for his position on health care, poverty, social justice. I think he's a wonderful role model that we need for Americans. Represents sincerity, clarity, and courage.
Thank you very much, Barbara. And Ken in Eau Claire is next. Hi.
Hello. I would like to place a vote for Hillary Clinton. And the reason why is because of her foresight back in the 90s in trying to clean up the health care issue. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your vote. Still a couple of minutes to go in time for you as we only give you 30 seconds. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Cast your vote just under the wire here in our somewhat regular presidential straw poll. Who would you vote for and why if the presidential election were to be held today? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Right now, John Edwards, way in front. Jill in Milwaukee, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I also would support John Edwards. I liked him better in 2004 than John Kerry.
for a variety of issues. I'm very disappointed to hear about Elizabeth's cancer. I liked her better than John, even. I just thought American women would really be able to identify her with her back in 2004. And I hope that America gets a chance to see her as First Lady.
Thank you very much, Jill. Meg in Milwaukee, hi, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning. I echo the previous caller, Hillary Clinton. I just think it's time for a woman in the White House, and she's got what it takes.
Thank you very much, and we will try to get in one more under the wire. Dave and Kendall. Hi, Dave.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, but we only have less than 30 seconds.
Fred Thompson, just because he's looking at throwing almost a new political party into the ring.
And we lost you, but we have your vote. Well, let's see here. We'll tally this up and post them on our website. It looks like John Edwards is the leader with 8 votes during this straw poll. Hillary Clinton with 4, 3 each for Barack Obama and Bill Richardson. Fred Thompson, 2 votes. Everybody else, 1. Thanks very much to Leo Duran and to Rita Thomas for producing this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.